gets the three in her home city, and it forces a Wisconsin timeout. The Badgers, with 8:07 to play in the second quarter, trail Florida State 26-10. We'll be back after this Badgers timeout. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Congratulations to the winners of the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway. The following individuals won a $50 gift card from the participating sponsors: Petra Inderdahl of Scandinavia from La Taqueria, Dave Colby of Wisconsin Rapids from Jennings & Company, Ken Hilgers of Nakusa from Piggly Wiggly, and Brenda Piotrowski of Adams from Hoozles at the Lakes. And the grand prize winner of two club tickets to the New Year's Day game, Dave Colby. WFHR and WIRI would like to thank all who participated, and especially our sponsors. Have a happy holiday season from Civic Media and local Grown Radio.
Parents make a lot of promises to their kids. We promise to be there every step of the way, especially on those wobbly first steps. We promise to always keep them safe. I mean, nothing's more important to us than that. And now, all kids 6 months and older can get a COVID vaccine. So we've got another way to keep that promise.
We can do this. Find vaccines near you at vaccines.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Florida State scored the first 8 points of the first quarter. Now they've scored the first 7 points of the second quarter. John Audius back with you, courtside at the Kohl Center. And tonight's game brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill. Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin athletics. 26-10, and Florida State leads Wisconsin with 8:07 to play in the second quarter. Let's pause 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Women's Basketball.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
26-10, Florida State. Seminoles shooting 38% in this game. The Badgers, 17%. They're 0-4 from the field this quarter. Talked about rebounding, 19-9, the advantage already for the Seminoles. This Florida State team came into tonight 47.5 rebounds per game. That's an outrageously large number. The Badgers, 37.9 rebounds per game through their first 8 games of the year. 2 minutes gone past second quarter. Badgers basketball. Stramick back to the basket, right elbow. Stramick defended by Myers. Took a swipe at it. Stramick collects it. Stramick still pivoting on that left foot. Leaves it off for Hilliard. Hilliard, screen. Stramick back to her. Layup good. Hilliard got it over to Stramick, who finished, and that stops a 7-0 run by Florida State to start the quarter. Three, corner, hoisted. Valencia got it. Valenzuela, the 6'2 sophomore. 7:20 and counting to go. Here's Wilkie, three on the left side. Went halfway down again and popped out, and that one is lost on the baseline. It'll be Florida State ball. 7:17 to play, 29-12 FSU. largest lead of the game for the Seminoles. Wisconsin's lone field goal coming from Brooke Schrammick here in the quarter. That's Valenzuela. On the right baseline to Massengill, and Florida State starts their offense. Pass off to the left half of the court. Got a Massengill out on top. Valenzuela back to Massengill. Down low, Massengill attacking the rim, scoring. Got right around Schrammick, and there is the 6-foot grad student transfer from Kentucky. Down low, shoots about 42% from the field this year. 31-12, largest lead of the game for the Seminoles. Valenzuela on post Bichalova, outside right. Tramick sets a hard screen. Julie P. gives it up for Wilkie. Finds Hilliard. Hilliard trying to get around Buzzetti. Can't do it. Shot clock's under 10. Post Bichalova tries a three on the left side. That one's no good. Myers in there to grab the rebound. Hilliard trying to grab it. Could not get it. Florida State ball in transition. Lanson drops it off down low. Pass to the corner. Valenzuela. Travel. Badgers basketball now, as Erin Howard comes into the game. She's made 29 straight starts, the Madison native. Scored 17 per game and grabbed 11 rebounds per game in her senior season at Madison East High School. 31-12 Florida State lead, Badgers ball. LaBarbera and Bajetti matched up. Shramick sets the high screen. Hand off on the right half to Pospisilova. Back to LaBarbera, driving baseline. Now bounces Shramick in the lane, flips it up, no good. Just a tad too strong. And it's rebounded by Snoop Turnage. That's in left side, over to Howard, another three. One from the right earlier, this one from the left wing. 5:52 to go. Second quarter, Pospisilova runs right to the rim around Howard. Got it poked up into the air, lost out of bounds. It'll be Wisconsin basketball. How about Aaron Howard making that last three-point shot? She's got 6 points and two rebounds. Florida State on an 8-0 run over the last minute 47. They've been able to outscore the Badgers 15-2 so far in this quarter. But now Pospisilova at the free throw line for Wisconsin. 13 points per game this season for the senior from the Czech Republic, and that free throw goes in. She's a 72% free throw shooter this season. Pospisilova, big part of this Badgers offense. It's good to get Sydney Hilliard back. Marissa Mosley, the Badgers head coach, as Julie P. makes the next one and comes out of the game now. Was talking about how the return of Hilliard almost takes some pressure off of Pospisilova to be one of those main scorers. She was Wisconsin's leading scorer a season ago at just over 14 per game. Gordon has it. Left of the wheel, Gordon, pull up, left elbow, no, rebound, picked up, Shramick, outlets. Here's LaBarbera, looking to her left, up the right half of the court, still looking to her left, throws it cross court, where it's picked up by Copeland. There's a finish. And the Badgers score. 34-16. Wisconsin has been outscored 15-6 here in this quarter. That last basket from Brooke Shramick on a layup. Valenzuela turning down low on the left block and got called for the walk. Second walk called against Valenzuela, and it gives the basketball right back to the Wisconsin Badgers, who trail 34-16. Florida State now shooting 44% in this game. The Badgers 23% from the floor. Right half of the court, LaBarbera has it, defended by Gordon. LaBarbera gives to Shramick. Here's Shramick, pivoting right foot, back over to Avery. Throws it to Copeland, who dribbles to the top of the key. LaBarbera sets the screen. Copeland tries to go inside for Shramick, poking it to free, his tips, and it's loose on the floor. Who has an LU does for Wisconsin? To LaBarbera, long two, up and in. Straight on and straight in for LaBarbera after that sequence of events in which Wisconsin finally got that loose ball back. How about a 6-0 run for Wisconsin now over the last minute seven? 34-18. Slowly starting to put something together. Big Ten's Wisconsin Badgers. Here's Florida State. Bajetti outside left on the floor with the drive. Comes up with the foul call against Copeland as she drove through the lane, tossed it high off the window. Marissa Mosley does not like that call, the Badgers head coach, but he's going to put FSU at the line. It'll be Sarah Bajetti. Free throw is no good. Second missed free throw from Florida State here in this game tonight. 34-18 is your score. Still a 6-0 run by the Badgers because of that missed free throw. Florida State had led it by as many as 22. Free throw's good. That stops the run. 4:18 and counting to go, second quarter. LaBarbera, screened by Wilkie on the right wing. Back over to Maddie. Maddie driving baseline and a little float shot. No good. It came up short, knocked out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Badgers. 4:05 to go before halftime. Coming up at the half, we'll run through the halftime numbers. Gets caught up with the Big Ten scoreboard as well. Bunch of ranked Big Ten ACC matchups tonight, including a top 10 matchup in Indiana. Hoosiers, North Carolina going 5 versus 6. Here's LaBarbera working on Gordon. LaBarbera, a little runner in the lane. No, as she got by Gordon on her drive to the basket. But a foul called against Florida State. That's the third team foul. shooting foul, and Avery LaBarbera will go to the free throw line. Last season's Patriot League Player of the Year. Transfer from Holy Cross, joining Marissa Mosley's team this season. You know, LaBarbera is able to play. She's from the Patriot League. Florida State has a player who's on the bench, Taylor O'Brien, who's also out of the Patriot League. 16 points per game, but she hasn't been able to play. She's missed the last few games because of an injury. She's played only three games, so she's missed five. Is now making number six tonight as LaBarbera makes the free throw. Could have been a matchup of former Patriot League players here on the court tonight, now in the Big Ten and ACC, but that's not the case. Here's LaBarbera's next one, spins it in. 15-point Florida State lead. Wilkie checks into the game. No, she will not. But she's set to check in for the Badgers. Florida State is led by as many as 22, but Wisconsin holding their own now in the latter half of the second quarter. 3:51 to go in the second. Gordon, front court, hands off. Latson working on LaBarbera. Latson gets the screen and the roll by Timpson, who collects the pass and misses the shot. There was some contact, but a travel called against Florida State. We get Timpson with the walk, although I believe her running into one of those Badger players caused that travel. 3:42 to go, second quarter. 15-point deficit for the Badgers. LaBarbera around a Pospisilova screen. LaBarbera bouncing inside, looking for Pospisilova cutting to the rim, but quick whistle. I believe a kick was called against FSU. It'll be Badgers ball. .34 to go before halftime. Inbound, LU, quick one, and the layup's good from the left. Caught everyone off guard. They were expecting to get it in that quickly, and all of a sudden it's LU catching down low and putting it up and in for two. And now on the other side, Massengill lost the basketball. Transition, Copeland loops it over to LaBarbera and out of bounds. On the fast break, Copeland throwing it to her right, and it just a little bit out of control as it falls out of bounds. FSU front court, Latson, defended by Pospisilova, gets a screen. Latson now driving strong to the rim from the left side, finish good. Latson gets a lot of her points in the paint because she'll get to the rim. Now five for her. 2:53 to go, second quarter, 37-22. Wisconsin trails with the basketball. Pospisilova driving in from the left side, gives it up to Wilkie, and Wilkie flips it up and in down low. Timeout by Florida State. 3 to play here in the second quarter with Wisconsin trailing 37-24. And we'll keep it right here because I believe we've already taken our last break, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, the cheerleaders confused me there. And here's why. Because usually during a timeout, which they make a full timeout, they'll have everybody come out on the court. Maybe the cheerleaders will come out. They'll do a little game or something. So the cheerleaders came out, and one of the officials here tonight had to usher them back off the court saying, hey, no, we're going to be playing here shortly. So they all took off. Hey, there was a connection in tonight's game between Wisconsin and Florida State. That's because assistant coach Craig Carter is making his return to Madison. Carter, working for Florida State, of course, spent several seasons, the previous five, with Wisconsin women's basketball, including the 2021 year as the team's associate head coach. So Craig Carter, former Wisconsin Badger coach, assistant at Florida State, was an assistant here for the Badgers. Down low, it's Timpson, rattling two home. Timpson now has 8 points, and Florida State has a 15-point lead. 2:19 to go before the half. LaBarbera, left-hand dribble down the lane. Ball fake, got her defender in the air. Kicks out Pospisilova. No, didn't pull the trigger on that one. LaBarbera throws to the right. Wilkie lobs inside. Mid-post on the right. Pospisilova kicks back out to LU. LU slicing through the defense. Right hand finishes in for Christina LU. 2 minutes to go. Second quarter. Latson already in the front court. Gives up to Massengill. Spins to the left. Howard high arcing rainbow three, and she did it again. Third three-pointer of the half for Aaron Howard. 42-26 FSU. 1:43 to go before halftime. LaBarbera, left-hand dribble, working on Massengill. Kick out, right side, post Pisholova. Get in there. Three-pointer knocked in for post Pisholova. 42-29. It's the second three-pointer of the game for Julie P. She's 2 of 3 from downtown. Massengill defended by post Pisholova to the corner. Here's a high arcing left corner three by Latson, and it's in. Right in front of the Badgers bench, Latson connects for three more. She has 8 points and four. Florida State has a 45-29 lead with 1 minute to play in the half. Post Pisholova, how about a three again? Nope. Comes off the front rim, no good. Turnage had it. Did Porter poke it away? I think she did. Porter sneaking in from behind to poke it away from Snoop Turnage. And it'll be Florida State ball. 55.1 seconds to play in this second quarter. Wisconsin being outscored 26-19 now in the second quarter. FSU, 16-point lead in the ball. Latson stopped defensively by Hilliard. Leaves it off for Howard, and they'll reset between the circles with the pass to Massengill. Loops it inside. Myers on post Pisholova. A couple of steps to the rim, uses the glass, and it's in. That is 6'3". Myers going up against the 6-foot guard, post Pisholova. Post Pisholova has it. Now she tries to drive on Myers, brings it back out, dribble, drives again. Now challenging Myers' shot, blocked from behind, but a foul. Post Pisholova going to the free throw line after that drive to the rim. 20.7 seconds to play in the quarter. Post Pisholova, 8 points, 2 free throws here, can get her to double figures for the 6th time this season. LaBarbera comes out for the final 20 seconds on the floor for Marissa Mosley. It's Stramick and Hilliard. They're standing in the backcourt. At the free throw line is post Pisholova. Then Wilkie and Elu hanging out ready to rebound. Free throw is good. 17-point lead for FSU. Next one by post Pisholova of Wisconsin is in. 47-31. Here come the Seminoles. Taking her time, slow rhythm dribble, crossing the timeline. It's Latson, checks the clock at 14. She made her move at about 8 seconds in the first quarter. Check it, now it's 10. Now she makes it off the double screen. Tramick picks her up on the right side. Her pass nearly intercepted by Elu. Instead it picked up by Massengill. Down low to Valenzuela, who scores with 2 seconds. Backcourt, post Pisholova lets it go. It's going to bounce just short from the other three-point line on the other side of the court, and we have reached halftime here at the Kohl Center in Madison. And once the dust settled, it's Florida State 49, Wisconsin 31. 30 points in that second quarter for FSU. They outscored the UW 30-21 in those last 10 minutes, and Florida State has an 18-point lead here at the break. Well, coming up at halftime, we'll run through some of these halftime numbers for you between Wisconsin and Florida State. Plus, we'll take a look at the Big Ten scoreboard as well and check out scores from around the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Once again, your score at the half. It's Florida State 49, Wisconsin 31. Back after this, and you're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its 4th year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win 2 value baskets and 2 concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
And women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
And welcome back. Halftime here in Madison tonight at the Big Ten ACC Challenge. And Wisconsin is losing to Florida State by a score of 49-31. The Badgers were outscored in that last quarter, 30-21 to Florida State. And our halftime score is an 18-point lead. Let's take a look at the team numbers. FSU shot 83% in the second quarter. Are you kidding me? 10 of 12, including 5 of 6 three-pointers. Florida State overall in the game is shooting 55%. They've hit 7 threes, 7 of 15. That's 47%. Gotten to the free throw line 10 times and made 8 of them. Wisconsin, on the other hand, shot 44% in that second quarter, 34.5% overall in the game. Wisconsin has knocked in 3 of 12 from the three-point line. That's 25%. And the Badgers also 8 of 10 from the free throw line. Rebounding, big advantage for Florida State, 23-11. The Badgers got out-rebounded in the second quarter by a total of 8-3. Team assists, 12 for Florida State, 9 for Wisconsin. How about turnovers? That's a point of emphasis Coach Marissa Mosley talked about in the pregame show. Turnovers, right now, Wisconsin is doing a great job. Have 9 first-half turnovers. Florida State has 10. So points off turnovers, however, does favor the Seminoles, 10-4. Points in the paint, that's an area where Florida State really dominates against its opponents this season. And they lead at 18-10 in the paint so far in this one. For the year, Florida State is averaging 45.8 points per game in the paint. So those are some of the team stats. Wisconsin has never led in this game. Florida State has led by as many as 22 points. And at halftime, it's Florida State 49, Wisconsin 31. We'll take a break, come back, and look at the individual numbers in a couple of minutes. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
Congratulations to the winners of the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway. The following individuals won a $50 gift card from the participating sponsors. Petra Inderdahl of Scandinavia from La Taqueria. Dave Colby of Wisconsin Rapids from Jennings & Company. Ken Hilgers of Nakusa from Piggly Wiggly. And Brenda Piotrowski of Adams from Hoozles at the Lakes. And the grand prize winner of 2 club tickets to the New Year's Day game, Dave Colby. WFHR and WIRI would like to thank all who participated and especially our sponsors. Have a happy holiday season from Civic Media and locally grown radio.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime at the Kohl Center, Florida State 49, Wisconsin 31. It's the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Let's take a look at the individual numbers. First, for Florida State, and Aaron Howard, the Madison East product, 9 points on 3 of 4 shooting from downtown, leads the way for FSU with 2 rebounds as well. It's a very balanced Florida State scoring list here. 8 points for Latson. She has 5 assists on 3 of 7 shooting. 8 points from Timpson on 4 of 5 shooting with 6 rebounds. Then it's 6 points for Myers off the bench, 4 rebounds for her. 5 points from Massengill with 5 assists. 5 points from Valenzuela on 2 of 3 shooting. And then 4 points each from Gordon and Bajetti. For Wisconsin, leading scorer in the first half was Julie Pospisilova. 10 points. She knocked down 2 of 4 three-point shots, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists, both tops for the Badgers in those two departments. Then, after the 10 points from Pospisilova, Avery LaBarbera has 7 points and a couple of assists on 2 of 4 shooting. 6 points each for Alu and Shramik. Christina Alu, 2 of 3 from the floor with those 6 points. Shramik, 3 of 5 from the field, has 1 rebound. And 1 assist. Maddie Wilkie, 2 points in that first half. Wilkie is Wisconsin's leading scorer this season. She scores about 14 and a half points per game this season, and she has just 1 of 6 from the field, 0 of 4 from downtown, no rebounds, 1 assist for Wilkie in that first half. So a very slow first half for her. Hilliard, Sydney Hilliard, first game back from off season, I guess you could say, knee procedure, as she is back on the court. Trying to check how many minutes she played. She has not scored. She's 0 of 1 from the floor, and she's played 7 minutes in that first half. So none for Hilliard, and then Porter, Copeland, and Williams, 0. And Sarah Williams, 3 fouls in that first half has limited her playing time. As she has attempted just 1 shot so far. So Williams, the second half, I guess the good thing is, you know, with Sarah and Wilkie, two of the Badgers' top scorers this season, combining for 2 points in the first half, you would hope that it can only get better from here. That's Wisconsin's first and second leading scorer, combining for 2 points in the first half. All right, we'll be back and take a look at the Big Ten scoreboard after this. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Time to redo this basement?
Yeah, a home gym, movie theater, model train utopia.
Or yoga studio?
I'm flexible-ish.
Great. I'll just use the U.S. Bank mobile app so we can plan it out.
Which way are you leaning? Setting a savings goal or applying for a home improvement loan?
I say we look at both options. Right here in the app.
Budget for a really good home, Jim. We deserve it.
Noted.
Help for today, planning for tomorrow. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's 4 generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Wisconsin Badger football. There was a lot to celebrate last season, like having the number one running back for 100-yard games and the number one defensive team in the Big Ten, or crushing it with 20 consecutive bowl games. And we've been there at every step or misstep. From wrecking your knee on a touchdown to falling down during the jump around, at UW Health, we're proud to be the number one orthopedic team and the number one hospital in Wisconsin, delivering the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Back with the start of the third quarter after this, you're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Light the lamp.
Go the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left hand save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Are you thinking about buying medicine online? A search for online pharmacies yields more than 20 million results. But which ones can you trust? Medicines bought from unlicensed online pharmacies can be dangerous. You may get a fake drug, your condition may get worse, or you may experience a bad reaction. Don't put your health at risk. To learn how to find an online pharmacy that's safe and legal, visit fda.gov/besaferx. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Courtside at the Kohl Center, moments away from the start of the third quarter. John Audius with you here in Madison. It's 49-31 in Florida State, looking to move to 8-1 on the season if they can pick up a win here tonight in the Big Ten ACC Challenge, or as the ACC may call it, the ACC Big Ten Challenge. I like to go with the Big Ten first, even though alphabetically it is ACC Big Ten Challenge, but I might go back and forth with those, who knows, but Florida State also looking to win its 10th straight game in this challenge against the Big Ten Conference. There's Latson stopping on a dime on her pivot foot. The entire Badger bench wanted that call to travel as she dragged her pivot foot. Instead, she spun around and then hit the jump shot. Jumper good by Latson to start things off. She's gotten to double figures now with 10. Double figures in every single game this season for Florida State. Here's Wilkie driving to the left baseline. Her pass knocked into the air. Who has it? Pospisilova tracks it down and scoops it out to LaBarbara. Baseline jumper is in from 10 as she scooted right around Howard, hit LaBarbara, and knocks down the jumper. 9:20 to go, third quarter. Inside, it's Timpson. Two defenders on her, spinning, and the jumper's good right around the restricted arc for Timpson of Florida State. And the Seminoles lead at 53-33. Just underway in the third. Post Bishalova behind a Williams screen. Julie P. puts it on the floor with the left-handed drive. Now jumper on the baseline, no good. Falls into the hands of Timpson. To Latson. Rushes across the timeline all the way to the window. Schrammick blocked her shot. Latson got it back. Tries another one over Schrammick. It's good and a foul. So the first one, she went right into Schrammick, who got a piece of the shot, and then Lassie just got it back and unrelentless, put it back up and in. Now 12 points for Lanson. Talking about her outstanding scoring this season for Florida State. Her 195 points coming into play today leads the entire NCAA. Free throws in. She's scored double figures every game, that's eight, and two times this season she's been able to score 30 or more. She's up to 13 after that and one. 8:40 to play in the third quarter, 56-33 FSU. Left side, Schrammick. Outside the arc, one dribble, skips it to the near side. Wilkie catches. Wilkie looking. Wilkie, pass inside, post special of a cut to the rim. Gives it to Williams. Jumper at the Big Ten logo. Touches every part of the rim and then drops. Williams hits the jumper. Good to get her going. She was scoreless in the first half. In fact, the Badgers' two leading scorers this season, Maddie Wilkie and Sarah Williams. Wilkie scores 14 and a half. Williams 13 and a half. Shot down low, missed. Picked up Timpson. She'll try. No. Rebounded by the Badgers. Those two leading scorers combined for 2 points in the first. Here's a steal the other way. Latson gets it one-on-one with Williams. No, but a foul. And that is not good news for the Badgers. Right as I was talking about how important it was to see Sarah Williams knock down that jumper. Now Williams has to leave the game. 2 minutes gone by in the quarter. That's her fourth foul. So at the 8 minute mark, Williams had to leave. She's now has four, and we'll see how much playing time she has for the rest of the game, quite frankly. And that's a big loss for Marissa Mosley's team. 57-35 after the free throw. Another one falls for Latson, and man, just like that, all of a sudden Latson is scoring left and right. I believe she had eight at the half, and now she's up to 15. Schrammick for Hilliard, down low. Hilliard came up short, low on the left, but we'll go to the free throw line. I'll get you a number here on Latson. He has 7 points in the quarter. He had 8 points at halftime. So here is Sydney Hilliard, who's also scoreless for Wisconsin. 0-2 at the free throw line. She'll have a couple more attempts to score her first points of the season. And that free throw rolls in, and there you go. First points of the 2022-2023 year for Sydney Hilliard, playing in her first game back after an off-season knee procedure, which kept her out for the Badgers' first eight games. Next one is no good. High up with the rebound is Timpson with two hands. Up to Gordon, left sideline, working on LaBarbera. Throws to the corner. Massengill. Massengill on the baseline. Tries to bounce for Latson. Latson went and retrieved it. That was nearly thrown away. Latson, outside left, brings it between the circles. Wilkie defends. Here comes Timpson to set the screen. Latson has it. Now working on Wilkie all the way to the right wing. Latson picks up her dribble, fires a pass inside. Timpson turning on Schrammick, tight defense. Shot was blocked, but a foul. So Schrammick gets called for Wisconsin's third team foul. And that's the second call against Brooke Schrammick. Here comes the free throw, and it's no good. Next one is up and in. So Timpson goes one of two from the free throw line. And it's now a 59-36 Florida State score. They have the lead. Bouncing for Hilliard was Pospisilova, but it was last touch by Florida State. It went out of bounds. Money. Shramik to post Bishalova. Three is blocked. And now in the lane, who has it? LaBarbera did. Then Latson did. Then Hilliard did. Now Shramik does. LaBarbera knocked away. Back to Julie P between the circles. Post Bishalova. Shot clock winding down. Pull up. Free throw line. Yes. Jumper's good from 15. Post Bishalova with 12. We'll see if Wisconsin can start to slowly put something together. They trail Florida State 59-38 in the third quarter with 6:38 to play. This is Latson, defended by Wilkie. Wisconsin's going to have to do it with their defense because this Florida State team is 13th in the nation in scoring. Latson driving, drops it off to her teammate Timpson, who backs away and uses the window for two. 61-38 FSU. LaBarbera, long range. Right side, too strong. Timpson lost it. Shramik lost it out of bounds. It'll be Florida State basketball. 6:12 to play in the third. Wisconsin in the quarter, 3 of 6, not a bad start. Florida State, 4 of 7. Seminoles shot 83% in that second quarter. Scored the first 8 points of the game, scored the first 7 points of the second. Here comes Gordon, right by Shramik. Gordon, all the way to the window, too strong. Rebound down low, Myers missed it, tipped out, picked up Wilkie. Wilkie for Wisconsin, outlets to Hilliard. Hilliard, front court. Hilliard, challenging turnage, and the scooping layup's good. First field goal of the game for Sydney Hilliard. 61-40. Florida State leading the ball, 5:46 to go. Third quarter. Gordon has it. LaBarbera defense. Her feet planted on the three-point line. Over to Latson. Driving in from the left. No, but a foul as she bangs into Wilkie. Foul called against Maddie Wilkie. Team foul number 4 for Wisconsin. LaBarbera checks out and LU comes into the game. Hilliard also checks out for Wisconsin. So on the floor now for the Badgers, who do we have? We've got Porter, Wilkie, Shramik, LU, free throw's good, and Post Bishalova. Latson hits the free throw. She's now up to 16 points. 8 points in the third corner for Tanaya Latson. Second one is in. 2 at the free throw line. 5:37 to go in the third, 63-40, Florida State. Porter, 5'4", freshman, into the game for Marissa Mosley. Defended by Bajetti. Gives to the right elbow. Shramik turns and faces her defender. Pass knocked away, picked up on the baseline by Porter. Wisconsin still with possession. Porter driving down low and a blocking foul, some sort of bump called against Florida State. Porter inbounds, picked up Post Bishalova, work it around the perimeter, LU. Shramik sets the screen, LU looking, steers it off to the left, Porter has it. Porter looking to Wilkie, return pass back to Porter. Down low, away from the basketball, Myers fighting with Shramik, and a foul called against Myers of Florida State. Plenty of time on the shot clock, 5:08 to go in the third quarter, 63-40 Florida State. Porter, looking, Porter, bouncing to LU, left corner, Post Bishalova, plenty of time, the shot clock, drives to the window, scooping layup in, Post Bishalova, running through the lane and finishing with the right hand, Gordon for Florida State, quickly into the front court, left wing defended by Wilkie, Gordon has it with the right hand dribble, brings it out to the motion W, 63-42 Florida State. 4:45 to go in the third quarter. Jump pass to the corner. Here's a three. Let it go. Bajetti, and it rolls in. Sarah Bajetti came into tonight 12% from outside the three-point arc. Timeout by Wisconsin. And Bajetti makes it a 66-42. Florida State leads. Second three for her of this game. Badgers take the timeout. We'll take 1-2 with 4:32 to go in the third. Once again, Florida State 66, Wisconsin 42. And this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Childhood. should be the happiest time of life. But for many children living in poverty with blindness, facial deformities, and other crippling conditions, it's riddled with pain, rejection, shame, and isolation. At Mercy Ships, we're answering the cries of some of the world's most forgotten children and adults through free, life-changing surgeries, surgeries that turn despair into hope. These once heartbroken boys and girls, and many men and women too, are now restored, accepted, and on their way to a life of opportunity and joy. No one can change the world on their own, but together we can transform it by restoring hope to one person, one child at a time. Volunteers from your community and around the globe are bringing life-changing healing and hope to the forgotten poor. To learn how you too can help change the world, one child at a time, go to mercyships.org today.
Poor thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Side at the Kohl Center with 4:32 to play in the third quarter, and it's Florida State here at the ACC Big Ten Challenge leading the Badgers 66-42. ATC and the Wisconsin Badger women's basketball team have teamed up to empower STEM education in Wisconsin with Steals for STEM. As part of the partnership, ATC will be donating to Wisconsin STEM programs. Julie Pospisilova leads Wisconsin in scoring with 14 points, but the Badgers' leading scorer this season, Maddie Wilkie, has just two, and Wisconsin trails by 24 points to Florida State. Two players in double figures for the Seminoles. Lanson has 17, Timpson has 13. By the way, Sarah Williams, Wisconsin's second leading scorer this season, no points tonight, four fouls on the bench. Porter, outside right, steers it over to Pospisilova. Ball fake and a drive on Turnage. Throws the corner off the hands of Wilkie. She picks it back up. Approaching 10 on the shot clock. And there's an illegal screen called against Wilkie as she flipped the ball to Pospisilova. Now there's a timeout on the floor. All right, so we'll take another one. 4:17 to go in this third quarter. 66-42, Florida State. Back after this break. You're listening to Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Throughout 2022, UW Athletics and BMO is observing the 50th anniversary of Title IX and celebrating the landmark legislation's impact on women in collegiate sports. With events and moments planned throughout the calendar year, Wisconsin Athletics is finding unique ways to tell female stories, celebrate with the community and campus, and highlight past and present accomplishments of teams and individuals. Visit uwbadgers.com/Title IX for more information. Thanks to BMO for their support of the 50th anniversary of the Title IX celebration.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Back in Madison, Wisconsin at the Kohl Center, ACC Big Ten Challenge here tonight, 66-42. Florida State has the lead over the Badgers. Wisconsin has dropped four in a row heading into tonight's matchup. Florida State comes in 7-1, and it does not get any easier for the Wisconsin Badgers on the schedule. That's because They'll do this couple of games against the Big Ten in December deal, right? So coming up on Sunday here at the Kohl Center, it does not get easier. They get number 10, Iowa. The Hawkeyes playing tonight against NC State in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. But they'll have Caitlin Clark and the Hawkeyes here at 1 o'clock the start time in Madison. Tickets available at UWBadgers.com. Florida State throws it away in the corner off the hands of Snoop Turnage and out of bounds. It'll be Wisconsin basketball. Then after that, they'll be at Nebraska next Thursday before returning back for a few more non-conference games before the winter break. LaBarbara has it outside right, but away from the basketball, a whistle as Pospisilovo is battling with Turnage. And that's called against Turnage. To that Iowa score, 17-9, Hawkeyes lead in their first quarter against NC State. That's Wisconsin's next opponent. Here comes Helyu. Slithers down the lane, right hand, will it fall? No, but a foul. She catches that inbounds pass and just immediately runs right to the rim. Well, she dribbled too. Here's Helyu at the free throw line. Valenzuela coming into the game now for Florida State, replacing Howard. Here's Helyu at the free throw line. 80% last season, 2 of 2 tonight. 3 of 3 tonight. Great shooter, Christina Helyu. Now 7 points for Wisconsin. Third leading scorer tonight, make it 8. Free throw is good. You know, there's still plenty of time in this game. That's the thing. Now some full court pressure by the Badgers. Valenzuela has it at the backcourt. Porter then tries to defend Bajetti, who flies right by her. Bajetti scoops it down low. Myers layup good. So they tried to put the pressure on Florida State, and the Seminoles just went right to the rack and scored. 3:48 to go, third quarter. LaBarbara has it working on Bajetti down low. Kicking out Porter now, driving in. Driving in, lost it, picked up. Here's Stramick pivoting. Stramick to Helyu, all sorts of time. Three-pointer is good from the left wing. Telling you, there's still time here. 68-47. 3:28 to go in the third. Again, backcourt pressure. Latson has to bounce away from it to Bajetti. Back to Latson, straight up the court. Lobs inside. There's Myers again, low on the left. Same result. Myers just hangs out down low. On the left block, it scores. LaBarbara, left sideline for the Badgers. Crossing over on Latson. LaBarbara pulls up. Skip pass near side. Here's Helyu. Helyu all alone, all the way to the window, and the layup's good. Also on Christina Helyu, 2 at the free throw line, a 3-point shot and a layup. She's feeling it. 13 for Helyu. In the backcourt, what do we have here? And a foul has been called against Valenzuela. So it'll be Wisconsin basketball. So Wisconsin has it down 70-49. Still a big deficit to overcome, but see what happens. Helyu finds Stramick out on top. Stramick gives it up. Pospisilovo then sets the screen for Julie P. Rolls and pulls up. 15-footer. Bounces out. No good. Down low. Grabbing the rebound is Howard. Out to Massengill. Right half of the court. Runs right by Helyu. No looks it to the corner. Driving in. That's Bajetti. And her pass is intercepted by Helyu. Throws it up ahead. Oh, that's a foul on Gordon as she pushes Pospisilovo, preventing her from catching that perfectly placed pass in transition and continuing up the right sideline. Foul against Florida State is their fifth, so what that's going to do is going to slow down the game a bit, and it's going to put Wisconsin in the bonus, so Julie Pospisilovo will head to the free throw line. We get back to Christina Helyu. This is a season high in points for Helyu. She has 13 points in this one, and they need those points as Pospisilovo just missed a free throw, but they need it because Wisconsin's leading scorer, Wilkie, still stuck at 2 points. And Sarah Williams, the second leading scorer, she has 2 points, but 4 fouls. Oh, and she missed a pair at the free throw line. Both of them popped out. Gordon, the other way. Gordon working on Pospisilovo, down low on the baseline. Scoops a pass, wrap around, good for Myers. Myers just sits around the cup, and she's been the beneficiary of at least 3 baskets here in the last couple of minutes. Porter, outside right for the Badgers. 2:18 to go in the third, 72-49 Florida State. Ospi Shalova, catch and shoot, top of the key, three. Oh, she splashed it. Nothing but net on the three-point bomb by Ospi Shalova. 20-point lead for Florida State. They've led in this game by as many as 24. 2 minutes to play in the third quarter. Gordon, wedge screen at the top. Gordon throws back to her left. Howard flips it off to the left side. Massengill picks it up. Massengill, left-hand dribble. Ospi Shalova defends. Massengill dribbles between her legs. Toss inside, looking for Myers again over her head and out of bounds. But they're going to say Wisconsin prevented Myers from catching that pass and a foul called against the Badgers. And it's against Ospi Shalova. And it is Wisconsin's fifth, so that puts Florida State in the bonus, where they will have 2 points, or two shots, rather, at the charity stripe. 72-52, FSU, a minute 43 to go, third quarter, and the free throw is no good. This is Valencia Myers, 56% free throw shooter. Next one, we'll roll in. Minute 43, third quarter. Freshman Ronnie Porter handling the basketball for the Badgers, defended by Bajetti. Porter, jump pass to the right wing, it's Hilliard. Slip screen, Shramick, nothing there. Throw to the left half of the court. LU has it, back to Porter, high on the left. Porter to Shramick, left elbow. Shramick backing down. Shramick pivoting. Shramick putting up a shot, no, but a foul. Great aggressive move by Brooke Shramick down low. Just would not stop taking the ball to the basket. And now, two more coming up at the free throw line. As Shramick was working on Myers, just backing Myers down. And pretty soon, Myers had no choice but to just kind of foul Shramick, basically. Free throw rolls in. So Shramick has 7 points now on 3 of 5 shooting, and she misses the second free throw. Minute 20 to go in the third quarter. 73-53, FSU leading the ball. Whistle away from the basketball. Massengill had it between the circles, and foul called against Wisconsin. Slow down play, and that's going to be called against, I believe I heard Sydney Hilliard's name, by PA announcer Bonnie Olson here courtside at the Kohl Center. And that was Hilliard being charged with the foul. That is her first. And at the free throw line will be Florida State. And the first one is no good. Shot missed by Timpson. Here comes the next one for Timpson. And that one falls. 14 points and 9 boards for Timpson. And her team, Florida State, has a 74-53 lead. A minute 9 to go. Here's Hilliard right around Howard. Uncontested to the window. Layup good. And Hilliard comes up limping. They're going to whistle play and stop it. And now Hilliard has to leave. She's walking off on her own power. Just suffered a little tweak of something. She looks like now she heads to the bench. She looks to be okay. She heads right to the bench, and instead of sitting on the bench in between her rest, I think there's a bike over there that she'll hop on, and she'll just ride that bicycle until Coach Mosley decides to put her back in again. 47 seconds to play in the third quarter. Howard has it outside right. Gives it up to Bajetti. 74-55, FSU. Bajetti on LaBarbera. Offensive foul. You can't do that. She was driving in on LaBarbera. Started pushing her with the offhand. And a foul against FSU. Yeah, the left hand of Bajetti just kind of grabs the right hand of LaBarbera and just grabs it and throws it. Ospi Shalova to the right baseline. To LaBarbera. How about a three? Ooh, just a tad too strong. Off the hands of LU. Into the hands of Shramick. Out on top. To the left side. Wilkie. Driving. Left baseline. Pull up. Left to the lane. Get in there. No, it popped out. LaBarbera has the rebound. Right of the lane. Double double team, dribbling out of trouble. Post Pisholova, 10 seconds to play in the quarter. To Eliu to Wilkie, 7 seconds. LaBarbera has the basketball out on top. Oh, she's open. She's open, a three. Oh, it's short with 2 seconds. Rebounded, Eliu. Oh, she comes up empty two. There's a lid on the basket to end the third quarter for Wisconsin. Wilkie had a chance. LaBarbera was wide open. Eliu had a follow-up opportunity. And Wisconsin can't get it to drop. End of three. Florida State 74. Wisconsin 55. Back with the final 10 minutes after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin.